So next up, we have Ms. Tanya Clark. She's currently a doctoral epidemiology candidate in the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine and an associate fellow at the National Center for Health Statistics. She has an active program of research investigating disparities in cancer-related health and risk behaviors among working survivors in the United States. Her presentation today is entitled Variability in Cancer Screening Behaviors, Comparing Florida to Other U.S. Regions. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Clark up to the podium.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I'd just like to say I have no relationships to this course. So we'll be looking at variability in cancer screening behaviors, comparing Florida to the rest of the U.S. regions, and we're only looking at a few cancer screening behaviors today. We'll be looking at PSA screening, which is not always recommended by the different recommending bodies. We'll be looking at mammography or having a mammogram, as well as pap tests. So previous studies have shown differences in cancer screening behavior by region or by occupation and race ethnicity. And we often wonder why this occurs. We looked at Florida versus the rest of the United States, not just because it's required by our funding to produce information, but because we were curious to know if the programs that Florida has have in place to encourage screening actually help in terms of the prevalence of screening behavior among its population. So Florida has a few screening programs, and I'll mention a couple of them here. They have Florida Screen for Life, which promotes something not discussed, but colorectal screening among other things. And because this has been put in place, then it raises the awareness and the importance of cancer screening among the population within South Florida. We also have a breast cancer and cervical cancer early detection program, which is a spin-off a national program that we have. And this has also raised awareness. One of the things that's very interesting about the population in Florida is the difference or the in its population makeup with regards to age, because we have a lot of retirees coming from other parts of the U.S. A lot of the screening behaviors that we look at sometimes are related to people that are slightly older. So we look at mammography screening, colorectal screening, PSA screening, etc. Because we have such a high elderly population, we wondered if they would have a higher prevalence of screening with regards or in comparison to the rest of the United States. The data that we're using for this presentation is from the National Health Interview Survey. We were comparing the Florida state to the rest of the United States and to other regions. And for that reason, we had to use the Research Data Center because it's considered sensitive data because we're going down by scale. That being said, we used information that was available for screening. Those are in the years 2000, 2003, 2005, 2008, and 2010. And then we put all this data together and looked at our screening behaviors. We used the guidelines from the American Cancer Society. Why would we use the American Cancer Society and not the United States Preventive Task Force? And that is because the general population, when you go online to look up cancer screening information or guidelines, ACS is going to pop up, and sometimes the NCI. So if you don't seek physician advice, you're going to go by the guidelines that you see provided by the ACS. Because we're looking at information related to the general population, we chose to use the ACS guidelines. So we invested the differences in adherence to the recommended cancer screening behaviors, comparing Florida to the rest of the United States using the ACS guidelines. So we looked at mammography, and the ACS guidelines, for those of you that are not familiar, the time that we looked at our research, asked or recommended that women who were 40 years and over seek mammography screening within every 2 years. And so that is what we use to look at mammography screening and its adherence. And for pap tests, we looked at women 18 years and over. That has changed recently to 21 over, but it didn't really overlap with our data except for the last year. And we looked at the analyses, including that change as well as not including that change. We didn't see any major differences because everything was put together, but when you compare the individual year, we did see that there's higher adherence among the persons who are over 21 years compared to those under 21. We also looked at prostate-specific antigen screening, and let me just say, none of the recommending bodies require or recommend that men have their annual PSA screening. However, men still do or continue to have their PSA screening. It's encouraged or recommended for men who have a history of prostate cancer in their family or ethnicities or races that are at a higher risk. But we looked at it nonetheless because a high population within Florida tend to get PSA screening because of the demographic makeup. So for our data, we controlled for age, and after controlling for age and sociodemographic factors, we found that Floridians had higher rates of recommended PSA screenings compared to the rest of the South, that had a prevalence of 63 or approximately 64% compared to Florida's approximately 70%. The Northeast tend to have 64, the Midwest 64, and the West 61. So looking at the data, you can see that the South, the Northeast, and the Midwest are pretty close in their prevalence. Then the greater, and then you'll see that the West is slightly lower. And so that raised the questions, what causes the difference within these regions? So we look at differences by race, ethnicity, differences sometimes by insurance or access to insurance, which is also connected to differences in other sociodemographic factors, such as the poverty income status, etc. So when we looked at race, we found that with regards to mammography, whites in Florida tend to have higher screening prevalence than the rest of the United States, and they were higher screening among blacks compared to the rest of the United States. But when it came to other, which is such a hodgepodge, and I hate to refer to other races of other, you can't really identify who's in there, it's a mixed race, then we found that it was higher in the rest of the United States, but not by a significant amount. We also looked at difference by ethnicities and found that between Florida and the rest of the United States, when we looked at non-Hispanics, we didn't really see a difference in prevalence, but among Hispanics, we found that the prevalence of screening overall was higher among Floridians. Another thing we looked at was education and realized that within those persons that have had a college degree or some college education, we don't see much difference across the nation. But when we look at people who've had just a high school education and lower than a high school education, then you start to see differences when you look at the different regions. And so we found that for education within Florida, it was higher. There was a higher prevalence of screening among people with a high school education, and among those with lower than high school compared to the rest of the U.S. with lower than high school, Florida had a slightly higher screening prevalence. We looked at differences by occupation and realized that despite looking at differences within Florida and the rest of the United States, we also found general differences by occupation. Overall, blue-collar workers were less likely to report being adherent to cancer screening across all the U.S. regions. However, within Florida, we found that blue-collar workers were slightly less likely compared to the rest of the U.S. We report here that Hispanics in Florida were less likely to adhere to Pap tests, and it brings into question whether or not the system or the program that we have in place is really being effective, and if it's being promoted throughout the entire Florida region equally. Across the regions, the uninsured were up to 25% less likely to report having recommended screening compared to the insured. And as we look at different regions, then we realize that this percentage difference grew or decreased between the insured and uninsured. With regards to the different cancer screenings, we looked at the prevalences and then we thought we would look at the odds ratios to see what the direct comparisons are. But some of the interesting, and this was sparked by some of the information that we found. When we realized that there were differences within occupation and insurance that differed within Florida and the rest of the United States, then we decided that it would be interesting to see what the direct comparisons are. Persons in the West compared to Florida were 0.85 times as likely to seek mammography screening, and those in the Midwest were comparable, 0.87 times as likely to seek screening as compared to Floridians. We found, however, that persons in the Northeast were slightly more likely. There isn't any major difference, as you see there. It's 1.04. So we really don't call that a difference, but there's something there. And compared to the rest of the South, which is very important because you want to know if the differences are directly related to Florida itself, or if it's the entire southern region. So compared to the rest of the South, we found that Floridians were 0.9 times as likely to get screening. We looked at the differences by different risk factors and other demographic variables to see if that would give us any more information. And we found that this provided a lot more information for the differences, or a lot more reasons for the differences between Florida and the rest of the United States. So if you look at this chart, you can see that there are significant differences by risk behaviors, such as being drinkers, current drinkers, being smokers, and as I mentioned before, significant differences when we compared persons with less than a high school education to persons who had greater than a high school education, as well as looking at differences by insured status. We looked at the adherence for PSA screening, and we didn't see much differences within the risk behaviors. However, the differences among high education is apparent again, and then we see significant difference by insured and uninsured status. When we looked at the comparisons within or between the different regions, then we see that the West had the lowest likelihood of seeking screening. So from all the data that we've looked at and the analyses that we've performed, looking at the prevalences and doing direct comparisons, we found that despite whatever region you're in, whether it's Florida or the rest of the United States, health insurance is strongly associated with adherence to recommended screening and kind of ties in with the occupational difference that we've seen somewhat. Floridians are more compliant with recommended PSA screening compared to the rest of the U.S., but they need to improve adherence to recommended mammograms and pap tests. So we can see that the program that we have in place in Florida to target mammography and pap test screening needs to either be revamped, or we need to just check it to see if it's really reaching the entire population. We also realize that blue-collar workers may benefit from tailored health messages regarding adherence to cancer screening practices, because within occupations, they were the ones that showed the least likelihood of seeking screening or adhering to screening. I would like to therefore say thank you to my research team at the University of Miami. We're a group from varied departments. Some of them are here today, so I'd like to thank them. And just to say or acknowledge our funders, we're funded by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, Bankhead Coley Research, and the National Cancer Institute. That being said, I'd like to thank you guys. I leave you with a quote related to cancer from Christopher Hitchens, and I also ask you if anyone has any questions. Dr. Fleming. Yes, we were surprised that current drinkers were likely to seek screening. And even though we've done age adjustment, we also consider the fact that those persons who are more likely to drink, not saying just young people drink, are also of the mindset to participate in other behaviors. So we have looked at the percentage or the prevalence of drinkers among everybody in the population, looking at age disparities, and found that it may be related to age with regards to drinkers and screening, and that the disparities may not be related to risky drinking behaviors, because current drinkers are more likely. But when we start to look at heavy drinkers or drinkers that are encouraged or thought of as risky drinkers, then we do see a difference that's negative. Yes. So he said he's not familiar with the data source. We use the National Health Interview Survey, and that is self-reported data. Yes, ma'am. I have actually used the, so the question was, if I use the U.S. Preventive Task Force, if I use their recommendations in comparison to the ACS, would I expect to see any differences in adherence? I actually found a significantly higher adherence with regards to mammography, and that's because their recommendations for mammography screening start at 50 and over. So you therefore capture everybody that's adhering to recommendations from the ACS and the US. So yes, I do see some differences. Thank you.